Hello from the wrinkled teenager, or the choices of age. Yes, it's me again. Almost a year after the first piece where I used my mother's description of the peculiar state of those of us who have few responsibilities but benefit from generally good health even in our advanced stage of life. I'm now 75. However, even we note the passing of time. I remember being tired as a teenager, probably from all the changes my body was going through. So, however, are ours, in a different direction, perhaps more slowly because we know much more about how to decelerate some of them. But we, you and I, still face them. So, you're tired and don't want to do a thing. Well, maybe you'll lie down on the sofa and watch something on Netflix or some streaming service. Then you remember that you have a dinner to go to in the evening. You'd rather not. You just want to get something from the fridge and continue with the program. But this is important, you remind yourself. Important to whom? You're not about to get promoted anymore. You're on your way out. Retirement is looming, or you're already out of the everyday working routine. After about 15 minutes of looking at the screen and not really seeing or hearing anything that has been going on, you pick up your cell phone, get to the right contact, and touch that little old-fashioned image of the receiver of a phone which is either in some landfill or long disposed of with parts having been recycled for whatever needs some metal, and wait for one on the other side of the electric waves to answer. When they do, you provide a little lie. I'm not feeling well. Really can't make it. However, are you really lying? Or are you simply covering yourself, refusing to realize and admit that your body and mind are not what they were 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago? After all, somehow you felt a burst of energy when an old friend came to town, one you really wanted to see. You had gone through your clothes to make sure you would impress the one who had made you laugh so much when you were in school together and who had gone on to be a successful business person. Well, it's happened to me. When there is little left in the refrigerator and the craving for shrimp has me daydreaming of the fragrance of those curly bits in the flavorful sauce, I invariably get up and drive to get a 2-pound frozen package of the giant variety of my favorite seafood. Then I come back and cook it. Hey, I have enough energy to hand mince the garlic, the lemongrass, the ginger, the thyme. What am I saying? I love to cook. So I have the energy to do that? Seems so. Just like most days, I have the will and energy to run. Not today, but I did this today and the day before, doing at least 4 miles each time. You see, that's the secret. I have less energy than I did, and my mind plays tricks with me so that I use it for the things I really love to do. It hit me yesterday when one of my best friends and I attended an event together. That best friend is also facing the same challenge with the same result. That made me think, yes, with the computer on what should be a coffee table but has become a real desk, and a sofa with pillows and a down cover so that putting words while sipping great coffee can almost instantaneously be covered by a few moments of relaxation, I have come to the conclusion that we, elders, I don't like that word, but it's true, do need to spend some time deciding what we really want to do. What we come up with may be very different from what we did like and want to do years before, or it may be rather similar. It is just that, like teenagers, yes, and back and forward to that time, we have to decide what is important for us and do as much as we can to follow through with it. So today I write, love that as much as I did when I was 10. Go to the store, get some body lotion as I have none left and still want my skin to be, well, nice for me. Heat my lunch, prepare 4 times the quantity I need and freeze the rest so as to have variety. Do a recording of this piece with the invaluable help of Joe and go for a little visit with a great friend who is a dozen years older. Tonight, I will do some yoga instead of going to a fish fry. A couple of days ago, at a very interesting presentation with my best friend, the brother of my choice, we decided that neither of us will go through a routine that takes us past our normal times. My routine is that nothing takes place past 6 in the evening, at least nothing important. And even if I eat before that magic hour, I only have a piece of fruit or a tiny piece of bread with some great, what you might call, stinky cheese. That's my choice.